Mention, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, mention when your Lord said to the angels, indeed, I will make upon the earth a successor. I will make a vicegerent, someone who will represent me. This is our job as believers. We are supposed to represent Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are supposed to embody Allah ta'ala's divine names and attributes to the best of our ability by being fair, because Allah ta'ala is just, by being wise, because Allah ta'ala is al-hakim, by being merciful and dependable, and by being generous, and by being loving and compassionate, and so on. We are supposed to represent and embody these names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sibghat Allah. We are supposed to have the tint, the dye, as we have been immersed in this deen, the tint and the dye of Allah. وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ مِنَ اللَّهِ سِبْغَةً. And who could possibly be more, better, more excellent, more perfect in the dyeing or in the tinting, in the coloring that Allah Ta'ala gives the believer? What is this indescribable consequence of iman? It is that you are transformed. And this is why our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has informed us, أَلَا أُخْبِرُكُمْ بِخِيَارِكُمْ. Should I not inform you who are the best of you? And so just as all of us want to know the answer, the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum said, قَالُوا بَلَا. They said, of course we want to know who could possibly be the best. And the Prophet said, الَّذِينَ إِذَا رُؤُوا ذُكِرَ اللَّهِ. Those who, when they are seen, people are reminded of Allah. Just by looking at them, you are reminded of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is what it means to adopt these qualities, to adopt these attributes, to try to be representatives of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on earth. And with this in mind, Allah ta'ala tells us something amazing about Himself. What is that? Allah ta'ala informs us 7 different times in the Quran that He rose above the throne. Now, why would Allah ta'ala mention this 7 different times? Why? If we can't imagine how Allah ta'ala rose above His creation, what is the significance of knowing this fact? There are 2 possible answers. Number 1, so that we never attribute divinity to any of the creation. We never look at a rock or a stone or an idol or a plant or a planet or a tree or an animal and we say, oh, this must be divine. A'udhu billah. We know that Allah is above. But there's a second reason. And the second reason Allah ta'ala informs us that He is above the creation is why? Is so that if we love Allah and if we want to imitate His names and attributes, then we should strive to become detached, uninterested, unimpressed with this dunya. And therefore we also can, inshallah, rise above the creation. We rise above this creation because we are striving for the Creator, not the creation. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, we just spent the month of Ramadan detaching ourselves from this dunya, rising above our worldly pleasures, focusing on fasting, praying, supplicating, reading the Quran, leaving off our indulgences. Why? So that we could rise above this dunya, rise above our base impulses, our materialistic addictions, our lower desires. Because that's how we rise and that's how we get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In life, we have different kind of victories. External victories that are represented by getting a degree, making money, buying a new car, getting a promotion. These are the external victories, but then there are also internal victories. Looking away from the haram, holding your tongue, even when you want to speak something evil, encouraging others to be good, being sincere, praying on time, being consistent with the Quran, respecting your own body. These are the internal victories. And the question we must ask ourselves is, which of these two victories take precedence in our lives? And alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah, throughout the month of Ramadan, we have answered this question. by prioritizing our spiritual growth above all else, because we understand that confidence comes from the inside, whereas ego comes from the outside. We understand الحر عبد ما طمع والعبد حر ما قنع, that the free man is enslaved as long as he is desiring, and the slave is free as long as he is content. It doesn't matter how much money you have, if you still are shackled by your desires, all the freedom in the world, you're still trapped. And it doesn't matter how enslaved you are, if your heart is connected to Allah, if you are content, then nobody can enslave you. We understand that with this one prostration to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it frees us from 1,000 prostrations to the creation. So now that we've experienced the power of this blessed month, we need to make sure that this superpower of Islam, this superpower of this deen, it remains within us permanently. And inshallah, we'll talk about that in the second khutbah. Wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam sallam kathira. Bismillah wa alhamdulillah wa salatu wa salam ala rasulillah. How is Islam our superpower? Let me explain to you how Islam is our superpower that we need to take seriously. Islam, as we have experienced in this month, gives us discipline, it gives us strength, it improves our health and our connection to our Lord. Islam gives you wisdom, it's how you understand people, and it gives you insight, al-firasa. Islam is what makes you hopeful and positive and optimistic. Islam is what makes you earn properly, makes you spend properly, and it makes you spend generously as well. Islam helps you to improve personally, and through Islam, you can improve others at the same time. Islam teaches you to keep righteous company. It improves the people around you. And I do hope that each of us made new friends this month of Ramadan. As they say, if the people in your circle don't inspire you, then you don't have a circle, you have a cage. Islam teaches you that change isn't overnight. Rather, it's a process. Because success is a slow process and quitting won't speed it up. Have you ever wondered why is it that our goal is Jannah and we constantly read Surah Fatiha and yet Surah Fatiha does not mention, oh Allah, give us Jannah. In Fatiha, you don't ask for Jannah. Why is that the case? Have you ever wondered this? The lesson is very clear. Muslims are people of process. We are a people of process. We say, اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ, guide me upon the straight path. Why? Because if you get the process right, if you get the path right, then the destination is guaranteed. This is a deep wisdom that we must understand. This is what it teaches you. This is what Islam teaches you. And this is, all of this is what places you above the rest. This is your superpower. How is Islam your superpower? Because Islam makes you convincing, persuasive. It gives your words weight. There's nothing more powerful than truth. And one of the names of Allah is Al-Haq, the ultimate reality and the ultimate truth. And we know that whoever has the truth on their side is unstoppable. Brothers and sisters, some of us, we try to talk to non-Muslims about Islam and they get awkward and they behave a little bit strange or weird and then we feel awkward. No, you should not feel awkward. Rather, you should feel empowered. Remember what Allah Ta'ala tells us. فَمَا لَهُمْ عَنِ التَّذْكِرَةِ مُعْرِضِينَ كَأَنَّهُمْ حُمُرٌ مُسْتَنْفِرَةٌ فَرَّتْ مِنْ قَسْوَرَةٌ. Allah Ta'ala says, then what is the matter with them that they turn away from this reminder? Like alarmed donkeys fleeing from a lion. This is the power of Islam. When you bring up this deen and people get shy or awkward, just know that they are afraid of the truth that you have. That should not make you feel awkward, it should make you feel empowered. This is critical. And when you understand this, you'll be more willing, more eager, more engaged in talking about your deen. Yes, Islam is empowering. And the more you apply your deen, the stronger you become. So we need to be grateful. Yes, be grateful, alhamdulillah, this day. Because this Islam is a blessing. And if you are not grateful, then be afraid that it might be taken away from you. Remember the words of the poet who said, "Man kana fi ni'matin wa lam yashkur, kharaja minha wa lam yash'ur." Whoever has a blessing but he doesn't care will exit that blessing like it wasn't even there. Be very afraid of not taking this blessing, this ni'mah, seriously. And despite all of this, sometimes you hear our youth, they ask the question and they make this complaint, but why does Islam have so many rules? Why is it that Islam talks about so many little things? What is our answer? Our response is, yes, you're absolutely right. Islam does have so many rules, and Islam does apply to so many little aspects of our lives, big and small. The only tragedy is that with all these small rules, you still don't see the big picture. You still don't see how it fits all together. You're looking at every pixel, but you're not seeing the picture. But when we apply our deen collectively, and when we practice our deen holistically, then yes, everybody will see the big picture. And they'll see that Islam is our superpower. This is what our kids need to see. This is what they need to see in their parents. Oh parents, if you hear me, please don't deprive your children. Don't deprive your children of seeing the big picture. Do not practice your deen selectively, finicky. Rather, apply it holistically so they can see the entirety, inshallah. And if we apply ourselves as an ummah, collectively bringing Islam into our lives in a meaningful way, then yes, inshallah, we will see both the benefits locally and abroad. And with on that note, we cannot forget that right now, as we enjoy the privilege of celebrating Eid in peace and comfort with friends and family, our brothers and sisters in Palestine are suffering. Throughout this month of Ramadan, we supplicated, we donated, and we've communicated to help sway public opinion, to expose the crimes of the criminals that are taking place every day. So let's continue our commitment to justice. The suffering has not stopped, so neither will we. Ramadan is over, but the job to change hearts and minds is not over. Remember the dua of Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu anhu, who used to make the supplication, "Allahumma ashku ilayka jalad al-fajir wa'ajza al-thiqa." Oh Allah, I complain to you about the endurance of the wicked and the failure of the trustworthy. Ya Allah, I complain to you that the evil seem to be dedicated, the wicked seem to be organized, and yet the believers seem to be asleep. But no, alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah. We were not asleep during the nights of Ramadan. We were awake worshiping Allah. And inshallah ta'ala, we will continue to share the light of Islam. And we must continue to expose the oppression of the oppressors. And we will continue inshallah until we can all celebrate on days like today, together as one ummah. May Allah ta'ala make us of those who are dedicated to spreading the light of His deen. May Allah forgive us for our shortcomings. كل عام وأنتم بخير. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته.